And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 24th of August. The general synopsis at 1800. High Humber, 1022, expected East Thames, 1021 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwesterly 4 or 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at Cirrha. Showers, good. 40s, northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Cromarty, 4th. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 at times in west. Mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, German Bite, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast Fisher and 3 in southwest German Bite. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Biscay, east 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches in far southeast, good, occasionally very poor in far southeast. Northwest Fitzroy, west Sole, southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Irish Sea. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, South Rockall, southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic for a time 4 to 6. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey and later in Hebrides. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in Fair Isle and 5 in Faroes. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly 5 to 7 at first in far west, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south southwest 3, slight drizzle, 1 mile, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, southeast 2, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south 1, 24 miles, 1021, steady. Wick Automatic, southeast 1, 11 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 8 miles, 1019, now falling. Lucas, north by west 1, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Boomer, south by east 2, 22 miles, 1021, steady. Bridlington, southeast 3, 1021, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, more than 27 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 11 miles, 1020. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east by south 3, 1020, now falling. Jersey, east 3, 12 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southeast 2, 5 miles, 1020. Silly Automatic, Southeast 2, 8 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, calm, 16 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Aberporth, East-Southeast 1, 16 miles, 1019, now falling. Valley, South-Southeast 2, 16 miles, 1019, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, Southeast by East 2, 14 miles, 1020, now falling. Valentia, Southeast 3, 24 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Northeast by East 2, 12 miles, 1019, now falling. Malin Head, Southeast by South 2, 19 miles, 1018, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, Southeast by East 3, 19 miles, 1019, now falling. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. During the next 24 hours, an area of high pressure will bring settled conditions to most coastlines with light or moderate breezes. However, weak fronts will bring some patchy rain to northwestern areas. Southerly winds will then strengthen later on Monday in the far west as an Atlantic front approaches. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 or 4 at first in north and east, otherwise variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 until later. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly southerly 3 to 5 until later in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, becoming mainly southerly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 2 or 3, increasing 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 or less, increasing 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in north. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in North Channel. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mullough Kintyre to Ardna Merchan Point. Variable, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Ardna Merchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly, but southwesterly at first in south, 3 or 4. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming south, 3 or 4, decreasing 2 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. That brings us to the end of another day here on Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service. Thank you for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. Good night. Evie.
Welcome to the inquiry from the BBC World Service. Indonesia is tackling child malnutrition with a free school meal plan.
This is a country of 17,000 islands. So the challenge of delivering a development program is massive.
It's a key policy for the country's new leader, Prabowo Subianto.
This is his first year as president. He wants to do a lot for the country. He doesn't have a lot of time.
This will help him realize his vision of a golden Indonesia.
Human development is directly linked to economic growth.
But the rollout has been fraught with problems.
The aim of Prabowo to bring more economic growth and also more opportunity is not answered by the free meal programs.
This week we're asking, can Indonesia afford free lunches? Join me, Tanya Beckett, on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Nigerian Air Force says it has attacked four different locations near the border with Cameroon, killing 35 jihadists. The strikes in the northeast of the country were in response to attempted attacks on Nigerian ground troops in the area. Temesgen Debesai reports.
The airstrike was the latest by the Nigerian military as it tackles a resurgence of attacks in the country's troubled northeast. The Islamist groups Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa province have recently intensified operations in the region, overrunning military bases, killing soldiers and seizing weapons. In a statement, the Nigerian Air Force said its strike highlighted its commitment to supporting ground troops with air power. Nigeria has been battling jihadist groups for more than a decade. Attacks have again intensified since the beginning of the year.
The army in Mali has acknowledged that it has abandoned a central town that's been overrun by jihadist militia, but it describes its withdrawal as strategic. The town of Farabougou fell after a three-day siege. Here's David Bamford.
Soldiers and most civilians are reported to have fled Farabougou, a town in central Mali that's been under attack since Tuesday. A local official told the French news agency that insurgents from the Al-Qaeda-linked group JNIM now control the town. He said they had even held Friday prayers in the main mosque. An army spokesman said the military were planning to retake Farabougou. For more than a decade, Mali has faced violence from Al-Qaeda and Islamic State-linked fighters, as well as separatist Tuareg groups.
There have been scuffles between police and protesters across the UK during demonstrations against asylum seekers being housed in hotels. Police had to separate rival groups in places where anti-racism campaigners mounted counter-rallies. These two men were from opposing sides.